I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day. And God willing, I'd be up.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sports.5. Day the Phantom, Angela Viola, he is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandale, and Jessica Ellis on the board. Of course, that little tune signifies that the big cheese is in the house, the producer of this wonderful program, Jonathan Winters. Hey, Johnny.
Who is this?
Hello there.
Yeah, who is this? Who's this calling me?
Exactly. What are you, on vacation as usual?
Am I on vacation? I've been sitting by my phone for four consecutive Saturdays and it doesn't ring. You want to explain that? I've been benched for 4 weeks.
Well,
do you know what my fans are saying? If you know what my fans were saying, well, there's one out there, I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, maybe not.
tough love, buddy. You know, we got to teach you the system. We got to. You're not. Your numbers aren't there. You're not a plus player. We have to. So we need to, you know, ground you a little bit and show you where. Sometimes when you watch the game from up in the press box, you have a whole different view and opinion when you're done. You know.
I fell asleep in the press box. Let me tell you.
Oh my goodness! How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing real well. I am. Yeah.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking about that this morning. I said, you know, we haven't had every week for the last 3 or 4 weeks. There has not been a second that we. Of course, we use Johnny as he's our buffer guy.
And swing guy. I'm the swing guy.
Swing. All right, swing man. And so, unfortunately, when the show gets tight, he's the first one to go.
Well, back in the day, he wasn't the swing man. At the beginning of the show, he used to do the monologue, and then the middle of the show, he used to talk, and then at the end, he used to come. I think he used to come on the end. Yeah, now he's just benched.
Like we're just moving him down to the line timeline. I don't know.
Once we got the ratings up, you didn't really need me that much anymore, right?
Exactly, and that's the way things go. You know, you use your fame and whatnot to get us numbers, and then we hit them, and now we got to sort of let it slide. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me about that wonderful fishing trip on the Spanish River, because I haven't heard a whole lot about that, and I know you guys do your annual thing there.
Well, it's interesting because I can barely remember it. It's been so long ago.
long and short
of it is this. We've tried a number of different areas over the years, and it's been more of a social gathering than it has been knocking a lot of fish off. But we were listening to Tyler Dunn, who we've had on the program. He's a great guy, by the way. And he is fishing that North Shore, so he knows the water really well. I talked with Pete Bowman, and I said, I'm looking at changing up the location for our guys. We're thinking about doing some real fishing. And he said, get a hold of Tyler, and we did. So we fished on the big water at the mouth of the Spanish River system. And the interesting thing about this is, if we'd had no guide, I think we'd have had no fish. A lot of water out there, and the fish were concentrated in the most peculiar of areas. I never did get talking to them about why in this spot and not in that spot. Bottom line was we fished with him, and we did really well. It's great fishery, and it was a lot of fun. And I learned a lot, too. Tyler is very specific, and that's great when you're looking at the use of a guide. You're paying a pretty good premium to do this, so he's going to put you on the fish. But better than that, the technique was to be done this way, not the way you're doing it. Do it this way, you'll get fish.
Well, you know, John, you say you pay a high price for a guide, but you know, I want to always remind folks, it's not really that expensive when you look at your overall costs and time and effort to take that 1 week a year with, you know, whether it's with the guys, with family, with kids, whatever it happens to be. You take that 1 week or weekend or 2 weeks, whatever that break is, to go fishing. And the cost associated with that is a lot higher than most people think. So when you factor in a guide for a day or half a day, all of a sudden it's a cheap price to pay to ensure that your fishing outing has a chance of being successful. And so I look at a guide as very, to me, it's cheap. Whatever you paid is cheap.
Well, the other side of this, which I think is a really good point that you're making, is on the technique side. I mean, yeah. The guide is supposed to know where the fish are and where they are, and that's fine. That's what they do well. But the technique side, what we learn from him about the specifics of how to entice walleye, middle of the day, mile high blue sky, how are you going to get these guys to hit when they'd rather take a bait early in the day or late in the day? And he's very specific about this, and it results in you boating over 30 walleye between six guys on the water in the middle of the day. And yeah, I look at that and I say, okay, so you took a tutorial here and you can take that with you on your next fishing trip. So it's like taking fishing 101 if you want.
Yeah, for sure. And stays with you. It's something you don't have to give back. You know, what were you fishing for?
We were fishing for walleye, and we were specifically targeting them. We could have tried for other species. We just said, let's just do walleye and do it well. And we were using bottom bouncers and worm harnesses, and we were fishing in a way that I hadn't fished before, and the bite was a fairly light bite. It was just that line would just kind of tense up, and that's it. Hit it.
Yep. Yeah. Typical walleye fishing.
It was great. It was really great.
Good. Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would do it again. I think I'd probably look at maybe another species in another area. I mean, he's all around that St. Mary's River area, and there's some great fishing there, so I might try that too. So, yeah, it was a great trip. I had a good time. Same guys. We've been doing it for 35 years. Our group is getting smaller, as you can appreciate, over time. But the thing I would say is a wonderful social outing.
Is there opportunities for the members to maybe hand the baton over to a younger person in their own personal group? I'm talking about kids, maybe other friends.
I think we're going to have to do some recruitment, Angelo, or it'll be like a 3 or 4 person team shortly. So I think you're onto a good one there.
Yeah,
Angelo, I just wanted to say one thing too. I want to put out a short note this morning to Bono. I know he's got a tough fight ahead of him. What a wonderful guy. For the folks that don't know this man, he sounds like he's this crusty old curmudgeon, but he's just about as good a guy as you're ever going to feel and ever meet. And he's one guy that I know that calls a spade a spade. He isn't into that political correctness. He isn't into crocodile tears and all that kind of thing. He's seen the best in people and the worst in people traveling around the world and reporting on events that we would never know about if it wasn't for guys like him. He's world class, and I'm cheering for him.
We all are, and it might be a good idea maybe for all of the listeners who have enjoyed Mark here for I don't know how many years now and on Toronto Sun every day, just to reach out to him. Say, hey, we're here.
Send us an email if you want. We can forward off to him.
Yeah, let's get this battle won and done and behind us and move on, you know. Johnny, thanks a lot, my friend. Appreciate you joining us, even though you have been benched for 3 weeks. You might come back now that you handled yourself very well today. We may slide you in.
December.
We're going to slide you in for some, maybe a third pairing minutes or something, but we'll see. Work your way back up.
Right.
Take care,
buddy. Have a great weekend. I plan to.
You too. John Winters, producer of Outdoor Journal Radio, retired park superintendent of the biggest park in Canada, certainly the most one with the most notoriety, and that's Algonquin Park.
Yes.
There you go.